Chapter 32. The Teachings, the Life, and the Way of the Cross of Christ, an Address to the Workers of the School. We all know how the human mind is changing and entering a state of crisis, how everyone is becoming increasingly afflicted by fear, nervousness, and ill health, how much the church and the state are searching for ways in which they can keep the whole of humanity in their grasp, as was the case in the past. We also know how rapidly people are turning away from religion and the churches. The state is degenerating and humanity is facing the problem. What will happen now? We know the causes. Humanity has arrived at the border, to a resurrection or to a fall. It is a sign on the wall, a sign you should understand. You should realize that you are very personally involved in this. The great process of change of all of humanity is developing faster than ever before. And it is our task, along with the great world brotherhood, to achieve the great turn of events. Surely you can see the nervous state of the public around you every day. It is very difficult to approach the public in this state. The public is in a profound state of psychological upheaval, with many people seriously afflicted as never before, and with heart and or head seriously affected. If ever the Great World Brotherhood needs us, then it needs us now to establish contact with the public as a whole. Humanity is involved in the fermentation processes of the Great Change without being clearly conscious of it. Hence, the Brotherhood needs a community which is aware of it and lives and acts accordingly. That is why we have been called together, and to this purpose every one of you is called. Are we going to succeed? Do you know what you have to do as a worker of the spiritual school of the Rosy Cross? During the last few years, everything possible has been done to try to destroy the workers and our efforts, both from within and from without. We know the attempts from without are obvious and to be expected, but do you know about the processes from within, which cause so many difficulties? For we are facing the clash between the growing soul consciousness and the ordinary natural personality. The power of faith stems from the soul. What is simply natural is no more than an animal. That is why the situation is so complicated. A person can possess faith as far as his soul power reaches. For the rest, he is always in a state of confusion. We can therefore appeal to you. Stand with us in this world hour in the service of the Brotherhood of Life, to the extent your soul power allows you to, and you have already proven that. We are now facing a new working season once again. The important thing now is to prove the words. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. We are referring to the magic based on this power of faith. That is why you should constantly ask yourself, "What weapons, based on faith, do I possess?" The words addressed to you today have undoubtedly made it clear to you that you are all standing before a period that will have radical consequences. It is certain that only from an unassailable state will you be able to radiate impersonal love for all those who are entrusted to your care. In doing so, you will need to be elevated above what people could be trying to do to you. You could become very tired and grief-stricken, but if you make use of your energy in a well-thought-out and intelligent way and allow any possible inferior force cast at you to rebound from you magically, you will prevail. Such a love sacrifice does not mean your downfall, but a victory. In the first place, you should take care that no one can harm you. And that is possible. There are three ways in which you can participate in the life of Jesus the Lord. Firstly, through his teachings, and by seeing his teachings as the most sublime. Secondly, through his life, and by truly applying it in your own life. Thirdly, through his crucifixion, by realizing the way of the cross. That is a conscious way of sacrifice as to the flesh. God permitting, a large number of friends are ready to begin a new working season. It is our request that you support one another with your purest thoughts, your prayers, and your deeds. Show a clear understanding of all that is necessary to enable the great plans of the spiritual school to succeed. No matter what happens, don't be disappointed for even a second, for the Brotherhood of Immortal Souls and its holy labor will call you according to your possibilities and merits, at the right time and at the right place. And so, not I, Lord, but you are the aim of the work. We hope fervently that you will all find spiritual rest, soul harmony, and physical development in your work, and that as workers in God's vineyard, you will be able to create a healthy, honest, and pure atmosphere entirely corresponding to our spiritual ideals. If you can do that, God's blessings will be upon all your work. It is also our prayer that our youth workers and the youth directorate in particular will be able to protect the young people entrusted to them and to lead them in and through the radiation power of the one true life. May they thus be able to produce workers for the future. We would also like to bring to your attention that the 12 members of the International Spiritual Directorate have the task of taking care that the teachings of our spiritual school are brought to the seeking public in their fullness in the various working fields of the school, and that the fundamental basis of the work is not corroded by any worker of the spiritual school. In addition, they have to take care that the liberating goal of the spiritual school, namely, the process of spirit-soul liberation in the human being, remains pure in its development, and that the contents of the literature, possibly woven by you into your public lectures, is not bent towards the horizontal plane. What else would you, as servants of the young Gnostic Brotherhood, want to bring to humanity and the pupils other than what has already taken shape in the living body of the spiritual school? Surely you can't bring teachings which deviate from that. And in all the work which you perform in the service of the school, think of his teachings, his life, and his crucifixion, so that through your work in Christ's power, you can realize his life within yourself. I have nothing of myself. All I give to you is my Father's, says Christ Jesus our Lord. And would you place yourself above him? Now, with humility and quiet gratitude in our hearts, and with great determination, we have closed off the period lying behind us, and together as workers, we have reopened the public work of the Spiritual School of the Golden Rosicross, and we have resolved to leave behind us everything that is half-hearted and primitive.